It's Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and it's the weekly installment of Fashion Friday. The subject is fingerless gloves, a perfect gift for last-minute shoppers. Kristen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So have fingerless gloves been around for a while? Do they have some kind of interesting history dating back way before the pop star Nick Kershaw?
Well, when I think of fingerless gloves, I think of the Depression and Oliver Twist and grungy fingerless holding gloves. Or I think of Madonna back in the 80s. And I love your little story. I had to Google that one myself. But for all those instances, fingerless gloves didn't have any purpose at all. Now they totally make sense because we need our fingertips to keep in touch and to get things done all day long. And actually, now I recall, we actually talked about fingerless gloves, I think, 2 years ago about this time when they were really just coming out there and people would walk in the store and say, what are these for? And they didn't really get it. Now they're everywhere.
Okay, and they do make a lot of sense for texting and iPhones and all of that stuff. So now that they've really caught on, do fingerless gloves come in a variety of materials and patterns? Are they good choices?
Yeah, I found a lot of patterns out there. Argyle, Fair Isle, Stripes, Snowflakes, even Sock Monkey fingerless gloves. And the fabrics range from polyester for $5.99 to leather and cashmere from $50 to $500. And then there's fur cuff fingerless gloves for $1,400. Okay. And at Two Skirts, we carry the cashmere version in multicolors and some with sparkles. And these are all under $100, so they make great holiday gifts.
Great. Thank you. So do you wear your fingerless gloves in lieu of the finished variety, even on freezing cold days?
I've started to. Recently, I was shopping around Telluride, and I spent all day taking off my gloves in order to call or text or check my shopping list, make a purchase, and therefore my hands were getting colder than if I just had some fingerless gloves on. Plus, every time you remove your gloves, you have the chance of losing them. But with fingerless gloves, you can shop with your gloves on.
Perfect. So at night, do you leave on your gloves for a sort of touch of glamour, even if you've taken off your coat or jacket? I mean, how do you suggest wearing these things? Are they an accessory like an earring or a necklace?
Maybe if I were a rock star, but and I suppose if you were going to a sleigh ride party or a bonfire, it would be convenient to roast your marshmallow and eat it too, all with your gloves on. But I think that a general rule of thumb would be to remove your gloves at the dinner table, just as one should remove one's hat. So wear them all day, driving, running errands, drinking coffee, and at night on your way out, but at the cocktail party, show off your cocktail ring, your blingy watch, or your baubles, but not your fingerless gloves.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. In my regular conversation with Kristen Holbrook of Two Skirts, the subject this week, fingerless gloves, and happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.